It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, the 23rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Ever type a random search into Google and watch the system autocomplete, just exactly what you're looking for? There's now a hint that Google could soon add even more predictive technology to its search page. A sharp-eyed blogger noticed some software code that suggests that the Google Now predictive personal assistant could come to any old browser. It's already an Android app used by regular contributor Molly Wood, senior editor at CNET.
It uses the location services, basically the GPS in your phone, to figure out, for example, that maybe you drive to work at 8:30 every morning and you drive home at 5:30. It uses your search history to predict things you might be interested in, such as sports scores. It can actually look through the content of your emails. It does this sort of thing that says nearby locations. So if you're in a new town, it'll say, here are some restaurants nearby. But maybe if it knows from email that you're not interested in restaurants, you're more interested in strip clubs, it could offer those. You know, it's an amazingly useful feature. It will actually pop up a notification if there is traffic at the time it knows you're going to be driving to work.
It's not unlike the new Facebook innovation, where Facebook has its new home software that essentially makes your phone Facebook flavored. It's an app that once you start it, makes your phone even more Google flavored.
Absolutely. And the future of software, the future of all kind of technology at this point, since so many of our devices are mobile, is to become increasingly personal. You know, Google Now and Facebook Home, these are kind of the first time that we've seen a piece of software apply all of this technology broadly. Before, you would have had one app that knew where you were and gave you restaurant recommendations. You might have had a different app that could store your mobile boarding pass. And then a third one, probably the Google app, that could do voice searching. Now, with Google Now and increasingly Facebook, you may have it all in one place.
Before we go, Facebook has drawn the ire of gun rights advocates after the company reportedly shut down a page on Facebook for a Pennsylvania gun store that was conducting some kind of giveaway of semi-automatic rifles. Facebook does this from time to time.
People are often surprised when they draw the attention of the Facebook censors, but the fact is that they have a pretty broad terms of use policy. I am surprised at how often people consider Facebook their own space to do whatever they want in. That's your house. That's not Facebook. Facebook is a company. They are watching what you do in addition to all the other people who may be watching what you do, so you should be careful what you post no matter what.
Regular contributor Molly Wood is executive editor in CNET, is also the host of CNET's show Always On. Molly, thank you.
My pleasure.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative solutions at powerofideas.org.
And Spotify. Sign up and you can listen to songs on the internet-connected device of one's choice. There are ads at first, but 5 million people around the world pay a subscription for unlimited music. This is instead of buying by the song or by the album. And there's word that the most streamed song ever on Spotify is now
We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky.
Get Lucky from the French duo Daft Punk. But 30 years before Spotify, 22 years before iTunes, 4 years before even the first compact discs went on sale, was separated at birth. More than a coincidence, Chic's Le Freak from 1978. Technology changes, but not always the tune. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.